Merry Christmas, everybody. If you're new to CCV, I just want to tell you, my name is Ashley. I'm the pastor here at our church, and I'm just so honored that you would take some time to spend your Christmas with us. You know, that song we just sang, it's a beautiful song, but I think it's the most comforting song of Christmas because I think it describes what most of us are chasing, what we're looking for in life. Not just a silent night. You remember the words of the song? One where all is calm and all is bright. When's the last time you had a night like that? You know, when's the last time that all the voices in your head, they just calmed? Or all the things in your life that need to be bright, like your family and your finances and your work and your mental health, everything was just bright. When's the last time you had a night like that? Some of you wonder if that's even possible. Or you wonder if the guy who wrote that song, maybe he didn't have any young kids ever, right? Because if you have little kids, you haven't had a silent and calm night in a long time. Okay, I hear some of your kids right now. So, and we love you kids, by the way. I guess what I'm asking is, when you hear the words, all is calm, all is bright, would that describe your life? I brought two trees with me today, and these two trees represent maybe two different ways that your life could be right now. One is all is calm, all is bright, and the other, well, let's just say it's more like all is chaos and all is dark. This tree's almost dead. And if I just looked at you today and I said, hey, you have to choose, and you can't pick a mixture of both, you have to pick one. If I made you pick one tree today that just represents what's going on inside of your life right now, which one of these trees would you choose? You know what's tough about this question to me? Is I think a lot of us, we can project this on the outside and we can be feeling like this on the inside. And I just want to acknowledge that there's some of us here today that this would actually be more representative of what we're going through right now. It's just, it's a tough, dark season. Maybe that's because of your financial situation, or maybe it's something happening in your home or relationally, or you just had a breakup. Maybe you went through a divorce this year. Maybe your marriage is in a really dark season right now. Maybe your mental health, it's like a cloud of darkness that just follows you day after day. Maybe there's a student here today that you're struggling with your friendships. It feels dark. There's a young adult here right now that when you were in high school, your faith was lit up. And you've been struggling ever since, and life feels a little bit dark. You know, the toughest group, I think, here today would be maybe those of you that have lost someone, and this will be the first Christmas that they're not with you around the Christmas table or around a Christmas tree. Jamie and I, in just the past few weeks, we had a conversation with a young couple in our church. They had their very first baby, and 5 days later, they held their son in their arms and watched him take his last breath. That's a tough Christmas. It's a dark Christmas. Then just a few days later, we talked with an older gentleman in our church, and he just lost his wife, who he'd been married to for 60 years. And then just 2 days ago, one of my best friends on staff, he just lost his brother unexpectedly. What do you do in those kind of situations? And I guess I just want to acknowledge right up front that, you know, Christmas time, all the lights of Christmas can sometimes highlight something dark going on inside of us. And when we hear the words, all is calm, all is bright, is that a pipe dream? Or does God really have the ability of lighting up your life no matter what you're going through today? The answer to that question is found in the very first silent night. The very first night when Jesus entered this world. Let me take you back, because it's a lot darker sometimes than we give it credit for. Just picture Mary and Joseph. Mary is likely a teenager at this time, and she got pregnant out of wedlock, and so she's being looked down on by everyone in society. And then because of a decree issued by Caesar himself, which you cannot say no to, They have to travel from their hometown of Nazareth, where they're living right now, to Joseph's hometown of his ancestry, Bethlehem. You know how far it is from Nazareth to Bethlehem? It's about a 90-mile walk. There's no cars back then, so you have to walk it over rough terrain. And most people could walk maybe 10 to 20 miles a day. So imagine, just picture this in your mind. Picture a 9-month pregnant teenage girl riding or walking on a donkey, bouncing up and down 90 miles. Does that sound common, right, to anybody? Not a chance. And then they get to Bethlehem, and Mary looks at Joseph and says, "Hey, what hotel did you book us? Is it nice? Did you get a Marriott or maybe a Hampton Inn at least?" And Joseph's like, "Well, no, but I got us an Airbnb, and the description says it's rustic and authentic. There's even animals in this barn, all right?" And so, you know, ladies, I've never delivered a baby, but ladies, would delivering a baby in a barn with no epidural and no doctor, does that sound good to anybody else? This is the world in which we're experiencing the first silent night. And then, let's just say Mary delivers Jesus. She thinks finally going to have some calm and peace. And then a little boy walks in and says, "Hey, I know exactly what you need. A drum solo." Okay? That's my corny joke for the service, all right? The drummer boy was not there, the little drummer boy. All I'm saying is this. Hey, that first night, it was not all calm, peace, rosy. It wasn't bright. What changed it all in a moment? When Jesus was born. When God gave his one and only son into this world, he gave a way for there to be calm in your chaos, for there to be light in the darkness. That is the promise of Jesus. Do you remember we saw it in the service just a little while ago? John 1:5 says this. John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." In other words, darkness is going to come our way, but God provided a way for there to be a light to invade any darkness you'd ever experience. Let me say it this way. Light isn't found in the absence, light isn't found in the absence of darkness. It's not. Listen, we're all going to experience dark times in life. You and me both. Light is found where? Light is found in the presence of Jesus. And what I want to ask you today, to just be honest with yourself, what are you relying on to light up your life? And if it is anything in this world, like money or pleasure or maybe the next promotion or the next trip or the next relationship that's going to solve everything in your life, or maybe it's a substance or a pill. If you're relying on anything this world has to offer to light up your life, I want to tell you very plainly and clearly today, that light will fade eventually and the lights will be turned out. You'll be in the dark again. There's only one thing God gave you truly to plug into to light up your life. And that light that God gave us has a name. His name is Jesus. Jesus said this about himself. Just let the word sink into your heart today. John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am," nothing else, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life, the life you've always wanted." Life doesn't always look like this. Amen? In fact, life often looks like this. And you have to decide, how can I have light in the midst of my darkness? And some of you are thinking this. You're like, what does this pastor know about darkness? I mean, pastors just have it easy, right? I mean, it's always calm and peaceful. Not a chance. Listen, I'm just like you. I promise you, if you come to CCV, I share try to be vulnerable and authentic and just say, hey, we go through dark times just like everybody else. In fact, earlier this year, I shared about a pretty dark season that our family's been walking through because it was a health diagnosis with my wife, Jamie. And when the doctor tells you it's cancer, let me just say that it,
It gets dark quick. What do you do with the darkness? Let me explain it this way. Do you understand the only reason this tree's lit up? Do you know why it's lit up? It's not because of the decorations or the bulbs. These are fake. These are all phony. They're not real. The only reason this tree is lit up is because it is plugged in to the source of light. That's it. And the moment you unplug from the source, the light goes out here as well. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what your outfit looked like when you walked in. The only way to have a light that lasts in your life is to plug into the source of light. And God told us that source is Jesus, which means it doesn't matter how dark your life has gotten or what you're experiencing this Christmas. If you will plug back in to the source, God can light up any life in any situation you're in. Amen? That's what God can do. I'll just make it personal. When our family, when we were going through this season, and we're still in it, when it was tough, we stayed plugged in to Jesus and our church community more than ever. And I just want to tell you, God's been lighting up our lives in surprising ways, even when it feels tough. I'll tell you, I'll never forget having to sit down with our kids and tell our kids for the first time, Mom has cancer. And I didn't know how to tell them. So here's what I decided. I sat them all down on the couch with my wife, Jamie, and I just looked at them and I just asked them this question. They had no idea it was coming. I just said, hey, when you look back on our life, all the good times and even some of the dark times, how faithful has God been to us? I said, I want you to pick a number between 1 and 10. My youngest daughter immediately answered. She said, Dad, God's been a 10 out of 10. And then my middle daughter interrupted her, and he said, no. And what she said next became the mantra of our family, and it still is to this day. She said, not 10 out of 10, Dad. We serve an 11 out of 10, God. 11 out of 10. That's what he can do. It's beyond what you can imagine, even in your darkness. And I just believe God has someone here this Christmas to tell you, I sent my son for you, Jesus, to come live on this earth, to live as a human and to understand what it's like to go through pain, to understand what it looks like to be in darkness. He died on a cross for you, but 3 days later, he rose from the grave, and the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that can come into your life, even into the darkness, and light up your life if you'll rely on Jesus. And so I want to issue a challenge this Christmas to two different types of people here today. And the first group of people is this. You would just simply say, and just be honest, okay? Because we're only as good as we are honest. If you have unplugged from God, your faith, from Jesus, even the church, let's say this is the first church service you've been to in a while. Fair? If you've unplugged, I'm going to challenge you. Just plug back in. You'd say, what would that look like? Let me make it really practical. I'm going to challenge you as you start your 2025 to give God the first 3 months of your life. January through Easter, you would say, I will not miss a weekend of church, and I will plug back in, lean back in, whether you walked away or maybe you'll start exploring for the very first time, what could Jesus do in your life? And if you will give God the first 3 months of your life, I will make you a promise. You will begin to see light like never before. And if you're skeptical, just come and see. Just say, I will be at a CCV service every weekend I'm in town. I won't miss for the first 3 months of 2025. And you watch and see. And listen, you have no excuses. We've tried to make it excuse-free. You want to know why? We have now launched 18 campuses across our city so that there's a CCV all across the city, which means there's one likely near you. And guess what? This Christmas, we launch our first campus outside of the valley. We're so excited about up in Cottonwood, Arizona. Our CCV Verde Valley campus launches this Christmas. Can we welcome them to the CCV family right now? Welcome, CCV Verde Valley. But listen, there's likely a CCV right near you. You come back to the campus you're at right now and just watch God light up your life. First 3 months of 2025. That's the first group of people. The second group of people, let's say you are plugged in. You would call CCV your home. You have a church home. I'm going to challenge you to take your light that God's given you in your life and to go shine it brighter than ever this next year. Because we have a world that desperately needs the light of Jesus. And you were designed to shine his light. When you walked in today, every person got a light like this. Don't turn it on yet. This light represents what could happen if every single one of us turned on our light and went and shown it to this world. Do you understand what would happen in our city, in our state, if every person here not only received the light, plugged into Jesus, but went and shined it to everyone around us? Think about our city. What would happen in our city, in our state? Let me show you what would happen in our city, in our state. The cumulative effect of every single one of us shining our light. Could you imagine if Arizona was the center of revival in the United States, maybe even the world? I believe it could happen if every single one of us would go shine God's light. Amen. We got to go out and shine it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take this light with you from the service. Don't toss it. Don't throw it away. Leave it on. I turned mine on a week ago, and it stayed on all week long. And I hope yours does too, unless you got some cheapo light we gave you, okay? But I want you to leave it on and put it somewhere visible. I put mine in my car. You could put yours in your bathroom, maybe on your nightstand. And let this just be a reminder of what commitment do I need to make in 2025 to either receive the light or go shine the light. For us to be a city on a hill. I'm gonna ask our bands on every campus to come, and we're gonna sing one last song called City on a Hill. And this song was written by our own CCV music community, and it's all about what would happen if every one of us went and shined the light of Jesus this next year. And I'm gonna pray right now, that's a commitment every single one of us makes. Father, thank you for the gift of Christmas. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to be a light in the darkness. And I want to acknowledge there's some people here today, they're experiencing some darkness in a marriage, in a relationship with their mental health, just with life. And God, you brought them to this service for a very specific reason. They got to plug back in. They need to make a commitment in 2025 to give you the first 3 months and to watch what you do. And then Father, there's another group of us that maybe we've become complacent in our faith. And we got to get out and shine your light so we could see our cities and state lit up for Jesus. Father, as we sing this song, would we make a commitment to be a city on a hill? In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.